Body, Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. You're listening live with In Touch Interviews, and I have the joy of welcoming back two amazing guests we have actually had on In Touch Interviews in the past, both David and Gail Miller. Both who offer the Access Consciousness Bars and who offer other amazing classes, sessions, and wonderful advice when it comes to healing and empowering individuals. I know they have some amazing information they would love to share with you all this evening, so without further ado, I give you David and Gail Miller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing? This is Dave Miller. And
hi, this is Gail. We were just touch back in with everyone on what the Access Bars benefits are and what those sessions do for you.
Yeah, Access Bars is a dynamic process. It opens you up to receiving and removing limitations. It's a hands-on process where there's these 32 points on the head. When we gently touch and hold them, it helps to create change in your universe. It's very relaxing, and it starts to shift all of your points of view, conclusions, to something better so that you can receive more. And we have some exciting news.
Well, I just wanted to say the sessions are about an hour and a half, and people really report, I usually check back with people after a couple weeks, and people right away notice, a super relaxation. You feel like you've had a massage because there's a letting go process that's basically happening when you're on the table. When we touch those points, there's like it allows for a dissipation of energy. So it frees up, your whole energetic being. And so a couple weeks later when I check in with people, they usually, will report things like, oh, I feel so much less stress, or this relationship, all of a sudden, it reconciled with whatever was going on with that particular person, because you're showing up as a different being. It really does change things, and it is permanent. There is also a cumulative effect, which, if you continue to receive sessions, which is why David and I work on each other every week. So that's the benefit of being a couple doing this. It's great. So we have a lot of benefits. We also wanted to share with you about the latest study that was done by a neuroscientist on the bars.
Yeah, there's a neuroscientist, Dr. Jeffrey Fannin. And if you Google Access Consciousness and neuroscience, it'll come up and you can watch the video. They're going to do a more... They did this study back in April, and Dr. Fannin, who's been doing these kind of brain mappings on people for over 15 years for different things like meditation techniques and whatnot, he said he was totally astounded and blown away by the effects that he saw after just a 90-minute session. He said he'd never seen anything like it in his 15 years of research.
And he's worked with and mapped, a lot of other modalities that are out there. And so he immediately had his entire staff go to an Access Bar staff, and then he wanted his bars run immediately. So he's really excited, and he's going to be working with the Access Consciousness team and the staff to do some more studies across the country. And so we'll be hearing more about that. But in the initial study, he found, determined that in his study that the bar sessions actually balance the chakras, balance the meridians, and then it also balances the brain. So no wonder we all feel so good. Now we know, why, and we're getting this documentation out, which is great, for all of us to have.
Yeah, and they're doing a study nationwide in six or seven cities, doing before and after mapping, and with an independent research board recording the results. And so that's pretty exciting. So that's what's going on with us. And
I was going to say is that's actually pretty amazing that they can prove it with neuroscience that, you know, they can actually prove that this is working and it does work for individuals. That's actually pretty amazing.
Yes, I think it's really important, you know, to have that documentation, out there, you know, because a lot of people that would not normally come, you know, to a session may now, you know, come. And that, you know, helps people, you know, really does. It helps you to relax more. We have such a high level of stress in our society now just because of the, if you just look at one, like the EMFs from the cell phones and all that our bodies are subject to every day, you know, that alone, because, you know, stress is the main reason for all disease, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
It relieves that and immediately, you know, gives you that feeling like you've had a massage and that letting go. So it's great.
Yeah, and the Dr. Fannin works with the Global Neuroscience Initiative Foundation, and you can Google them too, find out what they're about.
Well, the video is up on accessdave.com also, where Dr. Fannin is talking about his first study, you know, and he's all excited and everybody.
Yeah, it's in the blog.
It's on there. It's on David's blog.
Accessdave.com.
Awesome. Well, I would definitely tell everybody to take a look at that and definitely watch the video. I can't say personally that I've had the opportunity to have a session with either of you guys, but I know Melanie, who's actually on the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide staff, has, and she raves about it. She talks about you guys all the time and how she really feels like it helped open her up and really kind of gave her the energy to see things a little bit differently. So she talks very, very highly of the both of you and what Access Consciousness Bars can do for any individual who's seeking, that kind of, I don't want to say help, but influence, to feel better about life and definitely be able to look at life a little bit differently and more positively.
Yeah, and Access Consciousness is really a set of pragmatic tools to allow you to know that you know. It's very empowering, and it really gets you into being the infinite being you truly be and open up to the magic of you. So mm-hmm. What I'd like to do right now is a brief exercise called the expansion exercise. So if you're not driving, I'd like you to close your eyes and relax. Breathe in from the top of your head to the tips of those cute little toes. Feel your body in your chair, and know that the chair is contributing to your body and supporting you. Now, feel the outer edges of you, the being, not your body, but your being. Expand out and fill the room with your awareness, and touch the corners of the room. Now expand out to the entire building that you're in, knowing that there is no efforting required. Just think it, and it is. Now expand out 25 miles in each direction, up, round, down, east, west, north, south, and get a feel for what that feels like. Expand out to the continent. Now expand out to the planet. Expand out your awareness to encompass the entire solar system. And then expand out to the edges of the Milky Way galaxy, and expand out to the edges of the universe as far as you can perceive it. From that space, get the knowing that you are an infinite being. Know that every molecule in the universe is here to contribute to you just by asking. Ask and receive. Now pull energy from the entire universe into your body, nourishing every cell of your body. You can do this at any time that you're feeling sluggish, and you can restore the energy in your body. Get a feel. Just pull energy. Just intending it, and it happens. So you're an infinite being, and you have a body. Will you realize that you do not have to compress who you are to fit into this body? You don't have to compress and limit yourself to fit into this reality. It's time for you to choose how you want to show up in this reality. Time for you to choose to show up as the powerful being that you truly be. You have an amazing capacity and potency. No more do you need to play small. It's time for you to be you and change the world. Okay, you can come back to the room and open your eyes when you're ready.
Amazing. I have to ask, do people tell you that they pick up on different things when they kind of expand their consciousness that way?
Yeah, different things show up for different people in different ways.
Well, it just feels better to allow yourself not, you know, to be in that all space that you are versus contracted into the body. Did you notice the difference?
Oh, I definitely noticed. But I felt like the further out I went, the quieter it got.
That's different, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all this noise and chatter that the bars helps to release when you start to get your bars run. And when you start to, you know, I mean, we're taught here on this planet that we're a body, or we're in a body, we're a soul in a body. And so we try to contract ourselves into this body. If we start to operate from a space of infinite being, it gives you so much more freedom and the feeling of so much more of the magic of who you are and how this reality can work for you.
Well, it's an immediate stress reliever too, that little exercise. So that's really a little golden gem that we would recommend everyone to play with. And, you know, take a minute every day to do that. And, you know, just to give you an example, we were at a concert, you know, it was a Yes concert. I don't know if you're familiar with that band, but it was a couple of years ago, and we were at the Fox Theater, David and I, and the lead singer, they had just changed out the lead singer, so the guy who had been with the band for years and years and years was no longer with the band. Well, when he came out and, you know, started playing, you know, right in the beginning of the concert, I energetically started feeling like just completely overwhelmed by negative energy. And I didn't know it happened so fast that I didn't I didn't know what to do. I forgot to use one of the tools, right, in Access. So that's another thing that's a challenge. You have to remember to use the tools. So a few minutes later, I told David, you know, I don't know what's going on with me. I'm like completely overwhelmed. And he says, oh, just do the expanding out, you know, exercise. And I did it, and oh my God, I felt immediate relief. So I didn't know what had occurred there, but I figured it out later that energetically I was just picking up on everyone's projections of this new, you know, the new singer.
Yeah, there was so much judgment.
He was completely different energy compared to the regular lead singer, I guess, and I am, you know, sensitive to energy, so I feel it. But anyway, it was just an exercise, you know, that I did use at that time. It was that expanding out. So once you've done it, you can do it like immediately, just with your intention, by just, you know, closing your eyes and doing it. Okay, I'm expanding myself out to the universe. Boom. And because you've already done it, it happens automatically.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I find that with that exercise that the further out I went, it was almost like, from what I experienced, it was like when I was in my building, I felt kind of a little overwhelmed, but when I went 25 miles out, I felt like I could pick up on the frustration and everybody kind of rushing home and kind of just picking up on that. But once I kind of got outside of all of that, then it started to get kind of quiet and all the energy kind of just settled down. I felt very aware, but in the same sense, very expanded. I found it felt peaceful. So I can definitely see how that exercise would help to kind of release yourself if you're in an environment or a situation where maybe you are picking up on something negative or something that just doesn't feel quite comfortable to you.
Yeah, you know, like I'm not like always comfortable going out, you know, to public places like that just because I am an empath. I'm sensitive to energy. And so I have to remember, you know, like to be a little more conscious about putting my, you know, expanding out exercise. Like when I go to the mall, like, which I don't actually do very often anymore, but if I were to go to a mall or something like that, you know, or if I'm just feeling disturbed, it's always usually has nothing to do with me, you know, and has everything to do with the environment.
Yeah, one of the tools in access
is who
does this belong to? So we're all like incredibly psychic SpongeBobs.
Yeah.
And 98% of the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that we pick up on don't even belong to us. So a tool in access you can use is who does this belong to? In access, a lot of the tools are basically questions. The questions basically open you up for more possibilities. So if you say, who does this belong to?
And return to sender.
And return to sender with consciousness. It basically frees it up from your
from
being.
From your field.
Yeah, so if you do that for 3 days straight, it's like you become a walking, talking meditation. Like I was, I was going up the stairs at my day job, and it was a couple years ago, and my knee was hurting, and I go, well, I don't have knee problems. And I go, oh, yeah, who does this belong to? And it went whoosh, it's gone. I said, return to sender with consciousness. So it's not mine. And, you know, we start to become more and more aware of what's going on around us. Our bodies pick up this stuff, and we go to who does this belong to? Because if you don't own it and it's somebody else's, then it you don't have to take it on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because a lot of times we have taken things on from other people, thinking that, you know, because we have owned it, you know what I mean? Because we didn't have the tool. These tools are very, you know, powerful, and I wish I'd had them 20 years ago. But, you know, like, and sometimes I think that's why people can't heal something physical, you know, maybe because it doesn't even belong to them. It's something that they, you know, bought into or picked up on from, you know, someone else. So there's tools that Access provides to clear up your energy field. Access is an international organization, and BARS is really the first class that you would take. You know, it's the entry point class that you take, but they have just, it's like a university. Tons of personal growth information, tools like this, living in the question is one of them. And
yeah,
who does this belong to is one of them.
The breadth and depth of the information available is just amazing.
Yeah.
So one of the newer tools that we talked about in Access is causal incarcerations. It's about living beyond the cause and effect reality.
Well, this is a new one that we're really, really, really excited about. Now, this goes into our work as Access Body Facilitators, which is also what we're certified in besides the bars, which is all of the stuff that helps the bodies and energy work. And we do sessions. And this new causal process is just breaking things wide open for possibilities.
Yeah.
With, like, for instance, for people who have not been able to heal something in their body.
Yeah, I mean, you ever wonder why we insist on tying cause and effect together? We think that for every effect there must be a cause, or because. For every cause there must be an effect. It seems like a huge way to create limitation. So, you know, in the circles we move in an axis, you know, they say your point of view creates your reality, or your thoughts create your reality. You know, people who followed Abraham, the same type of thing, your thoughts plus emotions create your reality. So in access, your point of view creates your reality. So what if we could move beyond having the two, cause and effect, move beyond having those tied together? So what would it take to move beyond causal reality? So many people live under the idea that things just happen to them, and creating a reality is just not something that's part of their reality. So what if everything that shows up in your life is something you've created? So a lot of times we think things happen to us, which is an effect, and we go looking for the cause. So when I was diagnosed with cancer back in 2010, I was operating from a different knowing, from a knowing that somehow I had created it. I knew when and what thought forms created that. It's not what most people would do in this reality. They would look for some other cause, like it runs in the family, or consuming too many toxins, or way too much stress. Now, those are all things that can
contribute
to it, but if we start to move beyond tying the cause and effect together, we start to break that bond, we start to create a different reality, we transcend the notion that there has to be a cause, or for every cause there has to be effect. So we've been trained for so long in this reality, that's easier said than done.
Well, the easy way to approach it is to have this new process run on your body.
Well, there's also
there's
also verbal processes.
Yes.
And they're around causal incarcerations.
Yes.
These are basically used to free us from how we incarcerate or jail ourselves with this notion of cause and effect or causal reality. So there's several verbal processes available and a very powerful body process that's used to create the way. It's used to clear the way for creating beyond the cause and effect reality.
Yes, so that's just done with hands on the body in a particular location. What is it, thymus and the, what is it, the positions?
It's actually the occiput and the sacrum.
Okay.
For
yes.
causal,
back of the
causal
neck.
Processes. So... So there are verbal processes that cover areas for how we create relationships, how we create our lives, and working with bipolar disorders and more. I mean, you know, when I heard the one about bipolar disorders, I could think of a few people that I know that, you know, have been suffering from that, you know.
Yeah, haven't gotten any
that
help.
That we want to work on. So.
Well, they haven't been able to get help from, you know, anywhere.
Yeah. So the body process is used to clear how we lock things into our body, and they're used to open up for creating a new way of working with this physical reality. So here's a process that can be used. It's what have you made so vital about causal incarcerations, causal incarnations, and causal incongruities that keep you creating physical reality you cannot change? And everything that brings up, will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Right, wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond.
Okay, let me break that down for you. The first part, what have you made so vital about? This is how we assign importance or make something significant so that it really sticks in our reality. So we make something vital, meaning, you know, this is important to my life.
Significant.
Yeah, it was significant. The causal incarcerations, this is everywhere we've incarcerated or jailed ourselves with the idea that this action causes this effect. Causal incarnations, where we keep creating the same thing over and over, kind of like we get rid of something in our body and it keeps coming back. and causal incongruities. An incongruity is where you have two different points of view that conflict with each other. So you keep creating a physical reality you cannot change. The significance that we've locked in it keeps us in a point of view where we cannot choose to change it.
And that could also be where the conscious mind is in conflict with the subconscious, which I think is a huge factor. And this process can help. So that's why this process is so powerful.
So all of these processes and acts start with a question, which brings up an energy. And then we ask the question, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? And then we do something called a clearing statement, which is that right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Which we teach about you people about that in the bars class, but you can also go to the website.
TheClearingStatement.com, and it explains all about it.
You can read about that there. But basically, you can think of it as an energetic eraser. So the question brings up the energy. Any question that you ask, like, you know, whatever it is, what have you made so vital, blah, blah, blah. And then you say everything that brings up, right, wrong, good, bad, talk about all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds, and that will kind of erase the energy. So these clearings are a regular part of the access classes that we go to. We call them verbal processes. And that's what makes access, to me, it's the most leading edge personal growth work on the planet. And Gary, the founder, he lives in the question. I mean, he literally lives, you know, what he teaches. And because of that, the classes are extremely dynamic, and they continue to be because he always is in the question. He never makes or never comes to conclusion about anybody. And then he always takes you to your own knowing by asking you a question when you want assistance, you know, when you go up to the microphone to ask, you know, your question. He's usually responding to you with a question, and then you're able to answer it because, you know, when you're in the energy of these classes, you're in your knowing, which is what access is all about, teaching, helping you to access your own knowing, because you know it all. You know, we all have that divine wisdom, so it's great. It's really cool work.
Yeah, here's another. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and you're talking about this, and this can really actually help both. Obviously, you mentioned the bipolar, so it can help things on a mental level, but it sounds like this can also help on a physical level, too.
Oh, yeah, we lock so much stuff in our bodies that these processes just help to release and clear the stuff. I was working on a guy recently, he had shingles, and it, you know, cleared that up. I had to run a different process on him as well that he had to deal with something called reciprocating dimensionalities. I mean, there's over 60 different body processes available. They all have like interesting names like reciprocating dimensionalities or square root of minus one or zero sum of trauma, and they all work on different areas. So I can run this bipolar process right now, if you'd like. So what have you made so vital about causal incarcerations, causal incarnations, causal polarities, and causal separations that keeps you eternally creating a bipolar reality in which you do not exist?
Everything that brings up, right, wrong, good and bad, pack, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond.
Interesting.
So that's just the verbal process, but yes, we are body process facilitators as well. So we do, you know, have a lot of fun working with clients because in access we don't go into conclusion about what anybody needs. We stay in the energy of the moment, and however we're guided, even with the bars, it works that way. Like I had a client come, and I thought, you know, she's scheduled for a bar session, right? Well, there's 32 points, you know, and it takes an hour and a half usually to run a whole session. Well, I never took my hands off the first bar. It was burning. I mean, and I told her, I said, looks like we're not going anywhere else today. You need your implant band run, you know. And it was totally unexpected, but it was completely obvious, you know, that this is where I was going to be for the whole session. And you know, so these kinds of things can happen, but, you know, it's all about being in the moment and not being in conclusion and not having any kind of agenda. It's just going to be what does this person need right now? What does this body require right now? And so whatever needs to be run, we'll just, you know, we're just doing it. All of a sudden, we're just doing it. Like, okay, I know I'm doing this process right now.
Yeah, we stay in the question.
So we don't figure it out ahead of time, you know.
Yeah, we stay in the question. We feel energy. We feel, and then we just kind of follow our knowing.
Yes. And then I had another client that came, and she brought her little girl. And I had told her that we had a little, you know, a little dog, because I like, you know, some people have issues with dogs, so I wanted to make sure that was okay. Well, she came, and the little girl was frightened of the dog. Well, I had been guided, really, this particular client to do a bunch of work before they came, and which is different. It was different, but I just followed it because, you know, I always follow my knowing. So I had been guided to do a lot of pre-setup work, and I had been also guided that I was going to be doing work on distractor implants. Well, the little girl could hardly even come in the door because she was so frightened of this dog. But I also knew my dog was going to be a very important part of the session, and the dog had to be in the room. Now, the mother was also, this particular mother was also very much in her knowing. She had done a lot of access sessions, a lot. So, and she was also very psychic and very intuitive. So she apparently, as I figured it out later, you know, totally trusted that everything was going to be okay, even though she knew her daughter was afraid of dogs. So anyway, this little girl's, you know, having, you know, it's kind of chaotic, right, when this little girl comes in the door and I'm trying to get her into the room, and I finally get her up on the table, even though she's still frightened and, you know, upset about the dog being there. And I said, okay, all the distractor implants that are running now of fear and anger, please, you know, turn them off, please. Right and wrong, good and mad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys, men. The little girl literally stopped in her tracks. I mean, her mouth dropped. And she literally was like frozen, as if, you know, I mean, that's how quick it worked. And I'm like, are you okay? I said, now, by the time you're done with the session, you're going to feel a lot different about the doggy. But the dog is going to help us with the session. Because my dog, he is a healing dog. So I said, he's going to just lay here on the floor, and he's not going to bother you, I promise. And I said, are you okay with that? And this is a little five-year-old girl. And she's like, okay. Like, oh my gosh, these distractor implants, there's a whole class on these distractor implants, and this work is so powerful. And so these distractor implants anyway exist, and they run, what are all the names of the distractor implants? There's a distractor implant of fear, anger, rage,
hate. Anger, rage, fury, hate. Blame, shame, regret, guilt, addictive, compulsive, obsessive, perverted points of view, love, sex, jealousy, peace, life, death, living, reality,
yes.
Fear, doubt, business, and relationship. Those are all the distractor implants.
Wow.
We get caught up in these different things. Yeah.
Isn't that wild? I mean, they run, literally run our lives. And the way that you can identify them is, have you ever noticed, like, when you feel like you've got, like, a thought or a fear running that just won't stop, and it's just, like, on automatic?
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to have those a lot. That's a distractor implant, and you can actually literally just turn them off. It's very, very interesting and but very powerful, because they can literally run your relationships into complete chaos.
Yeah, they basically, a distractor implant takes you out of your knowing and puts you into reaction mode.
Yeah, it keeps you in reaction.
So by starting to clear the distractor implants and any other points of view that you have, you start to get out of being in reaction mode, and you start to get into being in choice. You know, choice is a much better place to operate from than reaction. Because reaction just generally digs us a deeper hole.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't work. They don't work for us at all. So, you know, that's one class alone, you know, that you can actually purchase the package out of the Access store with, you know, about the distractor implants. But Gary just released a book about the distractor implants. So,
called Living Beyond Distraction.
Living Beyond Distraction. I highly, 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 highly recommend that book to everybody. Please consider getting that book. It'll help you so much.
Yeah, they have it in Kindle or...
It's on Kindle. Thank God, Gary. Thank you, Gary, for doing that book. Because when we took the class a couple of years ago, I was like, oh, my God, we should have... Oh, my gosh. It was just like, you know, I can't say how profound it was for us to be able to turn those things off.
Well, I totally agree, because most people kind of do act in that response state where they're creating a constant stress or a constant state of anxiety, but they can't see around it. They feel like there is no way out of it, or there is no choice out of it. They just continue to keep themselves in that state of mind, or I would say that state of anxiety.
Exactly, because you don't know, you've never been given this information.
Yeah, and it's like it's like a loop, like a Mobius strip that keeps the stuff running. So there's some quick ways to get rid of this stuff, but it reminds me of there's a Pink Floyd song where there's a section in there where they have a lady saying, if you don't eat your meat, how can you have any pudding? How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? And it's kind of like a circular logic that, you know, and we do this at different levels. And so the distractor implant processes help get rid of that stuff.
Very interesting. Now, I know one of the things that, I don't know if you guys have talked about this yet, but the four powerful questions to change your life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, what is this? What do I do with it? Can I change it? If so, how can I change it?
Write those down. We'll read them again.
So, yeah, we were at a body process class, and I had this pain going on in my hip. And who does this belong to? Wasn't working. So the facilitator says, well, do the four questions. So I did, repeat it 10 times. So I did.
The whole series.
The whole series.
What can I do about it?
What do I do with it? Can I change it? And how can I change it? And I repeated it. When I got to the sixth time, the pain was gone. And I was like, oh, my God.
So that's how you work with them. You just repeat it as a series. What is this? What do I do about it? I always threw up that second one.
What do I do with it? Can I change it?
If so, how can I change it?
And
then you keep repeating it, because what you're doing when you ask these questions is you're engaging with the universe, and the universe hears you, and the energy immediately starts changing with that particular situation that you're focusing on.
Because the question empowers.
Yes.
And the answer disempowers.
Or a conclusion disempowers. So that's why when we, you know, have particular points of view, you know, like that aren't serving us, you know, like, oh, I hate, you know, whatever, community classes or whatever it is you might think.
Or because I'm over 40, I have to wear reading glasses.
You know,
we have all these points of view. And it's like, what if we didn't have to create our lives from those points of view? So another tool you can use is interesting point of view. I have this point of view.
Yeah, to change that.
And to change it.
To kind of be willing to, you know, let go of these points of view. Because what we've found in doing Access, this journey we've been on for 4.5 years or whatever it is, you know, we're recognizing more and more as we've been on this road where we have points of view. So we've been used that tool, you know, interesting point of view, I have this point of view, and you repeat that 3 times to clear the energy on that point of view that you've identified that you don't, you know, that isn't serving you, that you want to let go of. So, you know, because you might, we have a lot of them, and we've got a whole database of them, and that we're all operating from, so you're not always going to be aware of, you know, which one do I need to get rid of, right? So just through experience and, you know, being in the journey and being aware, you pick up the tools as you go along. You know, you have to remember, that's the big challenge for me, is remembering to pick up a tool and use it to my advantage. You know, how can I use this to my advantage is another good question you can ask. Just another question. You can play with the questions, you know, and you can have so much fun with these tools, and you can change things in your life. The book I recommend to begin starting to work with some of the really, really, really good basic tools is, what's Dane's book?
Being You, Changing the World.
Changing the World, which is available in, of course, the AccessConsciousness.com store.
Or Amazon.
Or, you know, if you go out on YouTube, you can have a heyday listening to Dane. You can just type in Being You, you know, and in a bunch of YouTube videos you can watch and hear.
Yeah, or Access Consciousness Hangouts.
Yes.
Yeah, and then there's, you know, they did a whole series on the different chapters of Being You. They're hour-long Google Hangouts with Dr. Dane here and usually Blossom.
Yeah. So there's, you can have lots of fun receiving, you know, free stuff right out there on YouTube. And the book, reading, we do teach the bars class once a month here in Sterling Heights, 16 of Van Dyke. The class, you know, if you ever want to learn the bars, we have also sell the books here. But we do a class the third Sunday of every month. We also do private sessions, and we do the body sessions as well if you need help with the body. The body has to come along too. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, one of the things that I do want to mention, because I know we're getting down to the last quarter of the show, we have about 15 minutes left, is that if you would like to find out more information about David Miller, there was an article actually published in Body, Mind, Spirit Guide for July. He was actually the topic for In the Light. So if you would like to read that article, it talks a lot about Access Consciousness Bars, how it works and what it can do for you. You can actually go to bodymindspiritguide.com and see the article on there, or you can actually pick up a July edition of the guide right now. It's on shelves in 1,400 locations in Michigan. One of the things that I do want to mention is that David Miller always publishes a wonderful article monthly in the guide, and they're always on wonderful topics. And I was wondering, David, if you could actually talk a little bit about your article, because I know right now you're talking about the 10 keys to total freedom, and I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that.
Basically based on the book, The 10 Keys to Total Freedom. I'm changing it up for August, so.
Well, one of the things I would highly recommend is you definitely check out those articles. I know that David has been kind of publishing about the keys every month, and this month he's actually working on the fifth key. So if you haven't had an opportunity to read those, you can definitely go to bodymindspiritguide.com and actually read them from the start. They're actually very interesting. I always try to read what you write and put out there because it's definitely an eye-opener. Every single article of yours is an eye-opener.
Yeah, I recently got a call from a gentleman. He just read Living is the Question.
Yeah.
And he was just raving about how he uses it all the time to help with pains in his body and to help with his relationship with his son. And, you know, he's an older gentleman in his, say, 80s. And, you know, it's really nice to get calls like that, you know, because I really want to help wake people up. We both want to help wake people up and get them into being more conscious and realizing that we are the infinite being we truly be and that we create our own reality and we can create something different. We don't have to let life happen to us. We can start making choices to create something completely different, completely wonderful, and completely magical.
Yeah.
Well, I must say, while you guys were saying those questions, you know, what is this? What do I do with it? Can I change it? How do I change it? I was actually thinking consciously of something while I was, you know, actually talking to you guys and being here, and I actually felt relief when you guys said those questions, which was really interesting for me because I was just listening to you guys kind of talk about what you could do with that. And I, as you guys were saying it and I was thinking, huh, I could use this, and I kind of repeated them in my mind, I actually felt relief and in the sense of something that was kind of in the back burner of my mind all day. So just the power of doing that, and I'm here interviewing you guys, I think that's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, these tools just...
You know why? Because the question moves the energy of a situation where you may where you're blocked, which is why you use them. When we go into conclusion about something or we feel like we can't do something about a situation... or we might be stuck and don't even know it, that's when you want to use the question because it moves the energy. So mm-hmm. When we're in conclusion or we're frustrated or, you know, stuck, the energy stops. And that's what makes it uncomfortable, right? Mm-hmm. So the questions start get things moving again. It's like, oh, finally. I get off of this stuck escalator or whatever.
Yes. The other thing I did want to mention, your guys' ad in the magazine, I did see in there that you guys are actually offering 5 sessions for the price of 4 right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's also good. One of the things we're focusing on, well, there's many things, but PTSD. Because it's so rampant in our society, people, and not just people who are returning from war, but people who suffered from any kind of abuse in their lives. You know, it's like a, you know, well, PTSD is post-traumatic stress disorder. And then we ended up working on a lady. Well, she came to our class. She had something called, well, I never heard of before, called post-concussive syndrome. And we worked on that. That's like a closed head injury, and there's different body processes for that. You know, we do a lot of these fairs around, health and wellness, body, mind, spirit fairs and whatnot. And I get people come to me and they get on the table, you know, and I just have this knowing that something's going on and find out that they've had closed head injuries, whatnot. So I run different processes besides the bars on them. There was a lady there, she just broke up this relationship or something, and we were processing that. And I asked her, I said, well, you know, I just, you know, asked her the question. I said, do you often give up who you are to be in a relationship? She goes, well, how did you know that? So, you know, sometimes you just, you know, the awareness just opens up when you start doing the access tools.
When you're working, yeah, with people.
You know, anybody can learn this stuff. You don't have to be, well, we're all born with certain awarenesses, but we've been taught to block them. So the tools of access help us open up and remove the blocks to our awareness, to our knowing. So there's another good called Divorceless Relationships. It's by Gary Douglas. And it's really about how not to give up you when in a relationship. There's a lot of people do that, and they give up themselves, and then before they know it, the other person, you know, they give up stuff that the other person was actually attracted to in the first place. And then years later, you know, you say to each other, wow, you've changed so much. It's like, you're not the person I originally knew. Well, I mean, we're recreating ourselves every day anyway. You know, if you start to live beyond definition. So, but, you know, there's no need to give up who you are.
There's a lot of tools and access for relationships. And so that's...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Why we do it.
Well, I'm glad that you guys mentioned that, because I'm sure, sadly, but there's a lot of people out there that are dealing with relationships. I mean, I think that everyone is dealing with a relationship on some, shape, form, fashion, or level. But I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there that maybe feel that they're... I don't want to say stuck, but maybe are giving up a lot. So the fact that Access Consciousness can help with that, and the bars can help with that, I think that that is something all of our listeners should take into account and definitely look into, that this process can not only help you on a physical level or a spiritual level, but it can help you with things that are going on in your day-to-day life as well. So I find that very interesting and very helpful.
Yes. Everyday stuff.
Well, yeah, we have so many expectations about relationships. So I'll run this quick process here. It's called all the expectations, separations, projections, rejections, and judgments you are aware of and not aware of. Will you destroy and uncreate them all and return to sender? Everything that is, times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Whoa. Let me run that one more time. All the expectations, separations, projections, rejections, and judgments you are aware of and not aware of, will you destroy and uncreate them all and return to sender, please? Right and wrong, good and bad,
bad all nine
shorts, boys and beyonds.
Well, thank you both. I know that we only have a few minutes left, so I was wondering if there was anything that you would like to go into or leave us with today. And I'm going to ask that you guys definitely give out your contact information for people who would like to learn more about Access Consciousness or would actually like to book a session with you guys.
Well, you can go to accessdave.com, and then there's an events page there. There's also the blog. And or you can go to Crystal Gail, that's CrystalGail.com, and find out more about the information that Gail is presenting, including all of the access stuff we do. And there's also something called the Energetic Facelift, which is amazing. It starts to take away all of our points of view we have around aging, and it just has an amazing impact on the body.
Yes, to beautify, of course, the face, and that's one of the processes, and it takes over an hour to run that.
Yeah, it helps to undo the effects of gravity, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I wanted to say also that we do have documentation of thermography pictures of before a series of access processes and after. And we have that also documented, and you can distinctly see the difference in the body from the colors in the thermography to being in balance before the processes and then going into complete balance, which is represented by the color blue.
Yeah. Well, thermography is something that they're using now as opposed to x-rays for mammograms.
Yeah.
And they're also, it's also been approved for a whole body,
diagnostics
tools. Mm-hmm. So the FDA approved the thermography for that. So there's also a study going on with an access to use the thermography to measure the effects of all of the body processes. So we're getting a lot more scientific proof out there backing if the stuff really works.
Yes, we can work on the immune system, to boost the immune system. We can work on you, if you have a virus or something. We can, there's a process for everything. Tumors, we can help. We can help. There is a story. Let me share this story as a closing if we have time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell a short story. This gentleman had a tumor in his colon, and he was in the waiting room getting a second picture of getting ready to go and get a second picture.
It was a colonoscopy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Colonoscopy he was going in for, and his girlfriend decided to do a quick body process on him because she was trained in that. She worked on the colon just before he went back for his colonoscopy. And because it had been identified
with an MRI
that he had a tumor there, a small, whatever, tumor. And anyway, they did the colonoscopy, and they said, "What happened? There's nothing there." So the process, just doing it for a few minutes, a particular process, dissolve the tumor by.
Yep, totally disappeared it.
Yep, disappeared it.
Wow.
So that's amazing these processes can be. So I wanted to know.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Are you there?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. So that was basically what I wanted to share in closing, and we would be glad to help anyone with anything, and we enjoy working with people. And our contact information, we gave that, crystalgale.com, accessdave.com, or give us a ring at 586-264-5457.
Well, I want to thank you both for being here today and for allowing me to speak with you guys again. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you so much, and I want to wish you guys the best of luck in the future, and I definitely hope that listeners will contact you and definitely seek your guys' guidance and experience, because I think what you guys are doing is amazing.
Thank you. And don't forget, stay living in the question. Live in the question. What else is possible here? How does it get any better? Play with those questions, everyone.
Awesome. Well, thank you, guys. And if you're listening live right now, you're listening live with In Touch Interviews. I just had the opportunity to interview both Dave and Gail Miller again.
If you would like any more information about the both of them, I highly recommend you go to bodymindspiritradio.com. You can click shows and click on In Touch Interviews. When you go there, you know, click on all the episodes will pop up, and this interview will pop up first, and all of David and Gail's information is right there. So if you missed writing something down or you didn't have the opportunity to do so, all of their information is right there. I want to thank you guys for allowing me to speak with you again today, and I want to wish you the best of luck, and everybody have a wonderful rest of the month. Thank you. Bye-bye.